Sorry to bring you on in the middle of a bit of a controversy, but anytime somebody says something about you, I want to give you a chance to answer. Why as an add-on? Why not during a workshop? Why not in some longer process where we can really get our teeth around the question of this issue?
It's very simple. So in the 2 weeks between, or actually we had 3 weeks between the last council meeting and this week's. And within those weeks, there was a very strong push from Gulf Power to conclude the franchise agreement negotiations. And expectations were extremely high that this was nearing completion quickly. All right. And so only last week, I realized that the push was extremely strong. On Friday, I started working on this. I've been reviewing some, but I had no idea that it was this imminent. And so on Friday, it became imminent that we wanted to get something on there quickly so that the people could really make a good decision. Because the idea here is not to say whether we do a franchise agreement or don't do a franchise agreement, but we can't honestly and clear-headedly make that decision if we have not done a feasibility study. So this was moving extremely quick. And once again, it's been 12 years since there has been a franchise agreement. And now within the last few weeks, there's an extreme push for it. So we want to make sure that we have all our work done so that when it comes to us, which it was apparently going to come very quickly, we could make a good, clean decision.
But
now,
couldn't it have been like, you know, when the thing was actually going to come before council, then you could have brought it up? Because it sounds like the mayor seemed to think that there was not this urgent push like you're saying. And, of course, Jared Moore raised the question of, well, why now instead of in 2 weeks when we have a little bit more time to think about it? That late-minute add-on feel, which even, you know, the mayor kind of alleges there's something going on. And I know you well enough from watching that I don't think that's the case. But why not a slower response or at least 2 weeks later?
Because it was really moving quick. I mean, I can't stress that enough. I can tell you that we can absolutely do public records requests to back everything I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, that's doable. And it was moving very, very quickly. And I must say, you know, Friday I was contemplating putting it on. Why didn't I come out on the weekend and say it? Well, I mean, I wasn't sure exactly how I was going to come out with this. And I really didn't. I mean, at that point, from Friday to Monday, there was no sense in tipping my hat, not knowing what I would actually put on the table Monday. I knew it was pressing. And in all honesty, what happened Monday was what we needed from this, and that is that the mayor agreed that we would get essentially a two-week delay, that they wouldn't do anything till this came before council properly. So was that necessary? In my mind, it absolutely was. Would I have liked us to see us go through with the feasibility study already? Yes. But the fact that it came out quickly on Monday and the mayor in there said that we would wait, you know, until the next council meetings before we move forward, that also is a win. As far as Gulf Power, there's these power companies, as soon as you come out with this, it's known that they're going to start attacking and start the campaign against. I can't talk to council outside of that room.
Of course.
And so I didn't want a campaign against it by Gulf Power before council could even hear about it.
Okay. All right. So the long term here is, do you actually, some of the timing of that, at least I better understand it now. Do you really think we ought to have this brought in house, which seems like it would require an immense amount of money for a startup? Or are you just kind of wanting to avert the quick decision to establish a long-term deal with Gulf Power without having it more properly vetted? I mean, what's your kind of end goal here?
So both, honestly, Andrew, is the potential. So we can't actually vet and make a good decision without a feasibility study. It's been 42 years that we have been in this franchise agreement without change, 42 years. And we're contemplating signing it for another 30 years, which is the maximum amount of time that we can sign it for. So 72 years, think about that, without vetting anything in between to make sure we're doing the right thing. This energy technology is changing so very quickly. It seems like having been locked in for 42 years and going a new 30, is irresponsible without a minimum of a feasibility study.
Okay.
And then we let that take us where it will.
And fair enough to ask the questions. And I think what you and the mayor probably agree about, although, you know, it didn't sound like a lot of agreement, which you probably agree about, is, you know, taking a look at something and doing a thorough analysis, as long as it doesn't cost us too much money, that can usually be a beneficial thing. Jen Brayer, thanks so much for on a very, you know, quick turnaround, being able to show up on the air today and kind of give your perspective on things. That's exactly why I wanted to call you. And thanks for serving. I know people probably don't say it an awful lot, but thanks for being on City Council. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity too. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Andrew.
You bet.